Hello and welcome. This is Brother Mike at May-21, 2011.com with another study in the book of Revelation. We're on chapter 13, and this will be on verse 8 of chapter 13. Let me read that verse, then we'll go into an introduction, and then we'll look at that verse in more detail and then conclude our study. The verse reads like this: "And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." In this look at Revelation 13:8, we are going to find terrible things about those who attended Christian churches during the Great Tribulation from May 21, 1988 to when Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011. And those who still attend Christian churches even to this day. First, we will define what it means that all that dwell upon the earth shall worship the beast. And we learn what it means that the Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world. Then we will not only look at Revelation 13:8, but also Revelation 17:8 and Daniel 12, verse 1, which, like Revelation 13:8, reveal to us the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, in the context of the Great Tribulation, that will help to give us a clearer definition of just what this Book of Life represents and how it relates to those who attended Christian churches during the Great Tribulation and even to this day, and how it relates to that great multitude who were saved out of Great Tribulation during the latter reign of the Great Tribulation, from September 7, 1994, to when Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011, and eternal life and salvation came to an end for everyone else. May our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Lamb that was predestined at the foundation of the world to be slain for our sins on the cross in 33 AD, illuminate our minds by His Holy Spirit to see truth, to obey truth with both our minds and our actions, to the glory of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons but one God. Amen. Well, let's read verse 8 of Revelation 13 once again. It reads, "And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." In this verse, we first read, "And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him." Him, of course, refers to the beast, and so would be better translated as it. And like we were told in verse 3 of Revelation 13, that the whole earth, the King James says all the world, but it can just as well be translated the whole earth, wondered after the beast. And then in verse 4 of Revelation 13, they, referring back to the whole earth of verse 3, which we found to spiritually represent the whole church, are said to have worshipped the beast. And you can see Revelation 13, 3 through 4 by clicking on it and begin reading at page 7 at the end of it, that is, to see this. So also, in a similar way, here in verse 8 of Revelation 13, we are told, "And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship it," that is the beast. And since we had learned in Revelation 13:3 through 4, beginning at the end of page 7, that spiritually speaking, the earth symbolizes the church. That is, all those in the Christian churches worldwide. We are being taught that all who attended a church during the Great Tribulation from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011 did worship the beast, who represents Satan, his fallen angels, and all his counterfeit Christians. And why did all the Christian churches worldwide worship the beast? Well, because at the beginning of the Great Tribulation on May 21, 1988, which was also the end of the church age, God removed himself, the Holy Spirit, from all the Christian churches, and the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, also called the man of sin, Satan himself, sat down to rule all the churches in God's place, so that every person who continued going to church and did not leave when the Holy Spirit had left were now worshiping the counterfeit Christ, the Holy Spirit, the counterfeit Christ, and unholy spirit, that is, Satan himself, without even knowing it. Because Satan now owned and ruled over all the Christian churches worldwide to make them Babylon the Great. Even the elect who were still in the church at that time worshipped the beast, committing spiritual fornication with it. And you can click on Revelation 17:2 and then Revelation 18:3, paragraph 4, and Revelation 18:9 to see that. Only when the elect finally obeyed Christ to depart out from their churches, as the Holy Spirit had already done before them, were they no longer committing fornication with the beast. And this means that all those who still attend their churches worldwide and have not obeyed Christ to depart out from them, even to this day, are in spiritual fornication with the beast, Babylon the Great, the great whore and abominations of the earth, without even knowing it. They have been deceived by the master deceiver, the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, Satan himself, who now rules over them. Such great deception is difficult to fathom. But just as Satan, his demons, and unsaved people infiltrated and took over the Christian church worldwide during the Great Tribulation from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011, as God used them to bring his judgment against his own church, so also is that same judgment of God now also coming against the whole world during Judgment Day, which consists of many days that began on May 21, 2011, by Satan, who is the Antichrist, his demons and unsaved people, like the Marxists and globalists, having infiltrated and taken over the governments of the world. And remember, this all ultimately is taking place as a part of God's final judgment plan. First, against all the Christian churches worldwide from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011, which continued thereafter, and then last against the entire world, including the church, from May 21, 2011 to the end. God's judgment against the church was first for 23 years, from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011. And because the church had then become known as Babylon the Great, who is to be rendered double according to her works, and you can click on Revelation 18:6 and May 21, 2034 to see that, could it be that even as judgment first came against the church for 23 years, so also must it continue from May 21, 2011 for another 23 years, to make her punishment double, as the scripture says. If that is so, then God's judgment now against both the church and the entire world will come to an end in the year 2034. So, all those still attending a so-called Christian church are actually worshiping the devil without knowing it. But let's move on to the latter part of Revelation 13:8 now, which reads, "Whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." We already found that all those that dwell on the earth refers to all those in the Christian churches during the Great Tribulation from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011, who did not depart out from the church in obedience to Christ. They are the ones who worshipped and still worship the beast, even to this day. For God's wrath continues to rest upon them. But now we are told that all these in the Christian churches that worshipped and still worship the beast, even to this day, because they have not departed out from their churches that the beast rules over, these are the ones whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. In other words, these that still attend the Christian churches and have not departed out from them in obedience to Christ are all the counterfeit Christians in all the now counterfeit Christian churches worldwide for whom Christ did not actually die for. These counterfeit Christians have been deceived to believe that Christ paid for their sins, yes, but they are actually following a counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, Satan himself, without realizing it. By Satan's deceptions, all these counterfeit Christians gradually became the majority in virtually all the Christian churches by the end of the church age on May 21, 1988, so that by that time, when God brought judgment upon his own house, beginning on May 21, 1988, the churches were already virtually full of counterfeit Christians. Then, when God removed himself, the Holy Spirit, from all the churches, and Satan was released from the pit on May 21, 1988, in which he had been bound after having had been cast out of heaven at the cross, it was quite easy for Satan to then completely take over all the Christian churches, spiritually kill the elect therein, and you can read about that in Revelation 11:7-10 by clicking on the link, and take up his seat of rule in the whole church as the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sits in the temple of God, and that is the church or the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 4. The true elect in the Christian churches at that time of the Great Tribulation eventually obeyed Christ to depart out from their churches to escape God's wrath upon them all. Those who have remained in all the Christian churches worldwide and those who are now still attending a church are those whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Otherwise, they would obey Christ and depart out from their churches. And you can learn more about that by clicking on Why Leave All Churches. So, what is the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world? The Lamb, of course, is Jesus Christ. For we read in John 1, verse 29, the next day John sees Jesus coming unto him and says, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Therefore, this book is the book of life of Jesus Christ, who was slain from the foundation of the world. This book represents all the elect for whom Christ was predestined to die for and eternally saved from the beginning of the world. It does not mean that Christ was actually slain for their sins at or before the beginning of the world in saying that Jesus Christ was slain from the foundation of the world, but that Christ was predestined to be slain at or before the beginning of the world for the sins of his elect on the cross in 33 AD. And you can click on the four different links there for more information and proof for what I just said. Now, we see the same book of life of Jesus Christ during the Great Tribulation in other scriptures of the Bible. For instance, we read in Revelation 17:8, "The beast that thou saw was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is." Notice that this verse does not say the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, as in Revelation 13:8, but it only says the book of life from the foundation of the world. Nevertheless, we know it is the same book of life of Jesus Christ slain from the foundation of the world because it is referring to the time of the great tribulation, just like Revelation 13 when Satan ascended out of the bottomless pit to bring God's judgment against his own church. It says, "They that dwell on the earth shall wonder when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is." The beast that was refers to the rule of Satan's kingdom before the cross, when Satan had free access to both heaven and earth. The beast that is not refers to the greatly diminished rule of Satan's kingdom after Satan had been cast out of heaven and bound in the bottomless pit at the cross, when he no longer had free access to heaven. And that made it possible for the gospel to reach the whole world without him being able to keep it from happening. And the beast that yet is refers to when Satan was released from the bottomless pit on May 21, 1988, to be used of God to bring his judgment against his very own church or house during the Great Tribulation and after. And whereas Revelation 13:8 says, "All that dwell upon the earth shall worship the beast, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, which we found to be all those who did not depart out from their churches during the Great Tribulation who worshiped the beast." This verse of Revelation 17:8 says, "And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder," and it is implied that they shall wonder after the beast, "whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world," which also refers to all those who did not depart out from their churches during the Great Tribulation. For when it says, "They that dwell on the earth shall wonder," and we know that means wonder after the beast, which implies that they would worship the beast, "these that dwell on the earth" symbolize all that were attending a church during the Great Tribulation. Because remember, we had already found that spiritually speaking, the earth symbolizes all those in the Christian churches worldwide. Perhaps we should remind ourselves why the earth in Revelation 13:8, which states, all that dwell upon the earth shall worship the beast. And in Revelation 17:8, which states, and they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, symbolizes the church, that is all those who attend Christian churches worldwide. To do that, let's go back over what we had learned in Revelation 13, verse 3, about the term the whole earth, when it states, and the whole earth wondered after the beast. Literally, one could interpret the whole earth in this verse to refer to all the living people on this planet. But we must look at the term the whole earth spiritually in this context. And to view this spiritually, we must interpret the whole earth to refer to all the spiritually living people on the planet. And since all the spiritually living people on the planet were all those brought to spiritual life in Jesus Christ, and they were normally found in the Christian churches worldwide, we could say that the earth of all the spiritually living was all the local churches and congregations around the world. Therefore, we can surmise that our term, the whole earth, refers to the whole corporate church, namely all the local churches and congregations worldwide, where all those who have claimed life through Jesus Christ attend. Another way of saying that our term, the whole earth, can refer to all those who claimed life through Jesus Christ, namely everyone in the church worldwide, is to remember what we had learned in verse 1 of Revelation 13 that you can click on to see, page 1 and 2. Remember, we learned that the word sea, from which our beast rose up out from, refers to the unsaved, the spiritually dead in the world. Psalm 98:7 and Isaiah 57:20. And since the word earth carries the opposite meaning to the word sea, for the earth and the sea are opposites, it is logical to assume that whereas the sea in context can mean the unsaved, spiritually dead in the world, then the opposite word earth can mean the saved, spiritually alive in the world, because the unsaved and the saved are opposites. And therefore, the term the earth in our verse of study can refer to all the saved spiritually living in the world. And as stated before, all the saved or spiritually alive or living people were normally found and still are found, supposedly, in the churches and congregations around the world at the beginning of the great tribulation of judgment against all the churches, which began on May 21, 1988. Therefore, once again, we can surmise that our term, the whole earth, that is all those who at least claim to be spiritually living through Jesus Christ, refers to all the local churches and congregations worldwide. It is interesting to note that the surface of our planet is about two-thirds sea and one-third land or earth, just like the population size of those who are unsaved or spiritually dead, that is the sea, to the population size of those who claim to be spiritually living through Jesus Christ. That is the earth, or all the Christian churches worldwide. Indeed, the unsaved or spiritually dead were about two-thirds of the total population of the world, while all the Christian churches were made up of about one-third of the total population at the time of the Great Tribulation that began on May 21, 1988, and which is the context of Revelation 13 that we are now looking at. Thus, we have even more support for the sea, symbolizing all the spiritually dead, and the earth, symbolizing all the peoples of the Christian churches and congregations worldwide who identified themselves with the spiritual living. For spiritually speaking, the whole earth refers to all the spiritually living on this planet, which refers externally to the whole church. For all who are in all the churches and congregations worldwide are at least externally identified as being those of the spiritually living. Externally, they are considered to be all the living ones of the earth, and therefore they can be symbolized by the term the whole earth. We can even go further to show that the term the whole earth in Revelation 13:3 refers to all the churches and congregations worldwide during the Great Tribulation by looking up the word earth in the Bible to see if it can refer to the peoples of the church, the people externally considered to be the spiritually living people of the earth. And when we do so, we find that it can. For instance, we read in Psalm 66:1, "Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands," which can be just as well translated, "all ye earth." And it is obvious that the word lands that can be translated as earth does not here refer to the physical lands or earth, but to those who are of the spiritually living of the earth, the church of God. For it is only they who would make a joyful noise unto the true God. The rest can only make a joyful noise to their false gods and idols, because spiritually they are the dead. They are dead to the true God. Again, we read in Psalm 66, verse 4, "All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name." Clearly, when it says all the earth shall worship God, it refers not to the physical earth worshiping God, but to all who spiritually claim to be spiritually living through Christ, that is, the church on earth who would worship God. Thus, we see that the Bible does give support to the term the whole earth, symbolizing or representing the whole church. Since, as we have seen, the word earth, which is the opposite of the word sea, can symbolize or represent those of the spiritually living, that is, all the churches worldwide, whereas the sea can represent those of the spiritually dead, or all those who were normally found outside of the churches during the Great Tribulation of Judgment that first came upon the church or house of God on May 21, 1988. For judgment had to begin at the house of God. 1 Peter 4:17. Okay. Now that we've learned that they that dwell upon the earth who wonder, that is after the beast, in Revelation 17:8, are the same as all that dwell upon the earth who worship the beast in Revelation 13:8. And these are all those in the churches worldwide who did not and will not depart out from their churches even to this day. And these are also those names which are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world. If you are one of these who are still attending a Christian church of any kind, you should be terrified out of your skin, and you should depart out of your church without delay. For what we have been learning in Revelation 13 and many other scriptures as well is that if you continue attending a Christian church, you are revealing that you are not a truly saved Christian, but a counterfeit Christian not written in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world. Woe to all you earth dwellers, church attenders, for your names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You are not one for whom Christ died. And as we will discover in the second half of Revelation 13, when we get to it, you church attenders are also those who have already received the mark of the beast. But we will speak more about that in the future study of Revelation 13. Well, let's look at another passage which speaks of the Book of Life in the context of the Great Tribulation, just like Revelation 17:8 did and Revelation 13:8 did. We read in Daniel 12, verse 1, "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which stands for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book." We know that this verse has to do with the Great Tribulation because it states there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. This immediately reminds us of Matthew 24 that speaks about the Great Tribulation when it says in verses 21 through 22, "For then shall be great tribulation," just like Daniel 12:1 said, there will be a time of trouble, "such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened." Sounds very similar to Daniel 12:1, doesn't it? That says, there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. Because both Daniel 12:1 and Matthew 24:21 are speaking about the time of the Great Tribulation, which is God's judgment against all the Christian churches worldwide that began on May 21, 1988. It is a tribulation unlike any other since the beginning of the world, or the time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, because during the first part of the Great Tribulation from May 21, 1988 to when the latter rain began on September 7, 1994, God stopped saving anyone in or through the church and even in the entire world. Never before was there a time when God would not save anyone. And if God did not shorten those days of no one being eternally saved, there should no flesh be saved any longer. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. And the days of the Great Tribulation from May 21, 1988, to Judgment Day on May 21, 2011, were shortened by God, saving once again, but only outside of all the Christian churches during the latter rain from September 7, 1994, to when salvation ended forever on Judgment Day of May 21, 2011. Therefore, when Daniel 12:1 says, "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which stands for the children of thy people," Michael is not a celestial angel, but he is Christ himself, who stood up for his people and saved or delivered them in the latter rain of the Great Tribulation from September 7, 1994, to when Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011, according to the proven biblical timeline of history. These were all those who were delivered out of great tribulation in which no one else would have been saved if God did not shorten those days of no one else being saved in the world. God did, fortunately, shorten those days. God did cut off salvation in and through all the Christian churches worldwide and the entire world beginning on May 21, 1988. But then he shortened these days or those days from going all the way to the end of the Great Tribulation, which would have been May 21, 2011. He shortened them to the beginning of the latter rain on September 7, 1994. When he began to save a great multitude in the world out of great tribulation and outside of any church by May 21, 2011, after which no one else would ever be granted eternal life again. For the day of Yahweh's wrath had come. But whereas God opened the door to the world one last time during the latter rain of the great tribulation, that door has remained closed in and through all the Christian churches ever since Judgment Day came upon them on May 21, 1988, and even to this day. So, now we know that when Daniel 12, verse 1 says, "And at that time thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book." It is referring to the latter rain of the Great Tribulation from September 7, that is, to May 21, September 7 of 1994 to May 21, 2011, when Christ, who is Michael, stood up and saved or delivered all his remaining people in the world that would ever be saved out of the time of trouble or Great Tribulation until Judgment Day, which consists of many days, began on May 21, 2011, when God then ended any more possibility of people being granted eternal life on this planet ever again, forever. Therefore, the only salvations that seem to now taking place ever since May 21, 2011, are all counterfeit salvations into counterfeit Christs of the Antichrist, Satan himself, who now rules over all the Christian churches worldwide because God gave them all over to sin and Satan due to their rebellions against him, just like he had given his rebellious Old Testament people of Israel in the northern kingdom over to the Assyrians in 709 B.C., and then the southern kingdom over to the Babylonians in 587 B.C. with the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem. Anyone who would not depart out of Israel to go into captivity in Assyria and then also Babylon perished. Likewise, everyone who will not surrender to God's wrath being upon their churches and so do not depart out, they will perish. And you can click on Why Leave All Churches to see why that is even more. If you are still attending a Christian church of any denomination or kind, you should be trembling in your shoes. Now notice again Daniel 12, verse 1, where it says, "At that time thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book." We know that this book is, once again, the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, or simply the Lamb's book of life, we can call it, because everyone written in it are those who were saved or delivered by Christ during the latter reign of the great tribulation. And in Revelation 13:8 and Revelation 17:8, we found that all those in the churches who did not depart out from their churches during the great tribulation worshipped or wondered after the beast. And all their names were not written in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world. And because those who remained in the churches during the Great Tribulation, and even to this day, for God's judgment is still upon all of the churches, are not in the Lamb's Book of Life because Christ did not die for their sins. That's the definition of the Lamb's Book of Life. Everyone in that book, Christ did die for, and because he died for them, they were also all saved through the Holy Spirit. At some time before May 21, 2011, when any more possibility for eternal life and salvation came to an end. They are completely deceived in thinking in the churches that they are eternally saved, or at least on the right path. It is the greatest deception of all time. Are you beginning to see why the Great Tribulation was said to be such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be? It's not a physical tribulation like everyone's looking for, an outward tribulation. It's a spiritual tribulation in which came upon the churches so that no one was being saved any longer in the churches ever since May 21 of 1988. The Great Tribulation ended on May 21, 2011, yes, but in a real sense, it continues because although Satan's rule over the church and the world was taken from him by Christ on May 21, 2011, Christ is allowing Satan to continue as he was for a season and time. And you can click on Daniel 7:12 and scroll down to verse 12 to see that. As Christ now rules with a rod of iron. And a rod of iron means he's bringing judgment. And he's using Satan and his kingdom to finish bringing that judgment against all the Christian churches worldwide as well as the entire world until when on the last day of judgment day that we are now in, Satan and his kingdom are cast into the lake of fire forevermore. Are you still attending a Christian church or thinking of returning to a church? God forbids. For we have learned that all that dwell upon the earth, which in Revelation 13:8 refers to all that were attending a Christian church during the Great Tribulation from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011. And even all who are attending a Christian church even to this day, since God's Great Tribulation of judgment against all the Christian churches continues to this very day. And all who were attending a Christian church during the Great Tribulation, we learned, worship the beast. And all who are still attending a Christian church are worshiping the beast. For God removed himself from all the Christian churches worldwide, beginning on May 21, 1988, to bring about the Great Tribulation of judgment against his whole house or temple, not just part of the house, not just some churches. All the churches, by utilizing the beast, Satan, his demons, and counterfeit Christians, to completely take over and rule in the Christian churches to their complete spiritual destruction as judgment against them. For judgment had to begin at the house of God, 1 Peter 4:17. And since the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist that was foretold to come and already came beginning on May 21, 1988, also called the man of sin, son of perdition, or the abomination of desolation, all of which are Satan himself, now owns and rules over all the Christian churches worldwide. Everyone still in attendance at a Christian church are worshiping the beast without even knowing it. It is the greatest deception or delusion of all time. And it is very sad but quite true that all those who were attending church during the Great Tribulation and all who are attending church to this day are the ones whose names are not written in the Book of Life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. That is, they are not the ones who Christ was predestined at the beginning of the world to die for on the cross in 33 AD. Therefore, they are all counterfeit Christians without even knowing it. But you, beloved of the Lord, who have long since departed out from all the Christian churches worldwide and are alive in Christ to now bring His judgment against all the Christian churches worldwide, your names are in the Lamb's Book of Life, because Christ was predestined at the beginning of the world to come to earth and to pay for your sins, which He did, resulting in your obedience to the faith, which we now speak and share with one another, and with a wicked world to relatively soon be destroyed to the glory of Yahweh. Amen. Now until the next time, may Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. Yahweh make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yahweh lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace.